Fairground Ponies in Memories of Jack B. Yeats. It might seem more apt to praise your monumental late canvases, where, freed from pictorial reality, you plastered in rich, vibrant layers the raw, emotive colors of memory. Your landscapes no longer external, but infused, not with scenes you once saw, but with the tumultuous passion and grief that such memories now evoked, echoing the cathartic chaos of dreams as they burst into such startling hues of jade and jasmine and kingfisher blue that brushstrokes were no longer enough to keep up as you moulded glistening daubs of paint into shapes using your fingertips. So why do I consider your last ever sketch to be equally wondrous? Two wooden fairground ponies swirl in joyous pursuit on a carousel designed to extract pennies and delight from children in small towns, their innocent joy still engaging your mind that remained enthralled by the breath of life, a frail old man propped up by heaped pillows at the window of a Portobello nursing home, your fingers barely possessing the strength to hold a pencil steady over a blank sheet, a mere 48 hours before your death, but continuing to do what came as naturally as speech or sleep, creating faint shapes that evoked joy almost to your final breath. My name is Dermot Bulger. This poem, Fairground Ponies, has been written to mark the 150th anniversary of Ireland's greatest 20th century painter, Jack B. Yeats, who was born on the 29th of August, 1871, and spent much of his childhood in Sligo. In later life, he ceased being a factual illustrator, but chronicled the human heart, initially baffling his small audience with monumental works painted in a state he described as half-memory, the original landscapes distorted with vibrant emotional colour. In conservative Dublin, he was mocked, but a new generation were mesmerised by the audacious, free-floating freedom of his paintings. Beckett was in awe of him. Joyce treasured a Yeats painting, recognising him as being an artistic force as great as his famous older brother. After his wife's death, Jack Yeats entered an old folks' home at Portobello Bridge in Dublin, where he loved to walk the canal path. 2 days before he died, in 1957, aged 86, he made his final drawing, which this poem is about. Happy 150th birthday, Mr. Yeats.